This is Degaris Masculus MGTOW Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 740, part 2, entitled Degaris Dominates YouTube Search with Terms Masculism and Masculist. Continuing straight on. Here we have the brick wall that masculists face. Feminists have had a monopoly over gender politics for six decades now. They have childishly, irresponsibly pushed the idea that gender oppression is a one-way street. Feminism says nothing, in capital letters, about how women oppress men. Such thinking is not even on feminists' radar. They simply childishly blame men for women's problems, instead of taking some of the blame themselves for women's condition. Damascus, this is hypocrisy. Since Damascus, women oppress men far worse with their manslavery, divorce, rape, forced fathering, etc., which are horrible gender crimes, decades lasting, against men. That, in capital letters, should be hated. Masculists have two main enemies, the fluffies, who are seen as manslaving, divorce raping vermin, and the monoconscious feminists, who are seen as hypocrites, who lash out at men for the minor ways that men oppress women, and feel hatred when masculists hate them right back for their awful hypocrisy and their monoconscious gender political ignorance. Masculists in the Western countries have not progressed as far as have the masculists in South Korea, who are lashing out publicly, collectively, against blatant discriminations against men, the two main ones being that women aren't conscripted into the South Korean army, and that there are strong pressures for 50-50 male-female quotas for recruitment into the STEM professions in South Korea that strongly influence companies and institutions. Since women are less interested in and are not as capable as men in the STEM jobs as men, many STEM men with superior qualifications are losing out to less qualified and less capable women in getting a lucrative STEM job. And this is creating real and collective bitterness in South Korean men, especially in an era in which the South Korean economy is floundering and well-paid STEM jobs are hard to find. STEM males tend to have the highest IQs in the population, so are very articulate and voluble in South Korean society. They are lashing out publicly with considerable venom, labelling monoconscious feminists femmies, which to these men is a highly pejorative label. These young South Korean masculists have been so vocal and so influential that the newly elected president of South Korea put an anti-feminist agenda into his political platform and got elected partly due to the block vote of young, very angry, masculous, male South Koreans. Western countries are far from having such masculist political clout. Since the men's movement in South Africa is hugely more voluble and public than in the West, the two sexes in South Korea are now screaming at each other. I've been watching a lot of videos on YouTube about this gender war in South Korea. I try to see both sides of this gender war. The women in South Korea have one of the largest pay gaps in the modern world. South Korea is very traditional in its gender roles. When a South Korean woman marries and has kids, she is socially expected to stay at home for the rest of her life to raise them, just as is the case in Japan. In brackets, it's not surprising that Japanese and Koreans have similar familial values, since the Japanese are the descendants of Koreans who fled, a million of them, from Korea 2,000 years ago when a war was waging in northeast China, close brackets. Young South Korean women have been influenced by the Western internet and refuse to be careerless and lash out at traditional men who want them to stay at home. So they pushed hard for the creation of gender equality in the gender laws, especially with the expectation of 50-50 male-female hiring in the professions. As I see it, both sexes are right and both are wrong. South Korea is still has teething problems when it comes to gender politics. I understand the hatred coming from South Korean women against men who hold women back career-wise. And I understand the hatred of South Korean men against femmes who block men from lucrative STEM jobs by giving these jobs to less qualified women just because they have a vagina, thus condemning these men to live a more impoverished life. But at least in South Korea, the gender issues of men are being publicly discussed. There's a gender political debate raging in South Korea, with the two sexes screaming at each other. Western countries are several years behind this way. Maskus issues are nowhere near being publicly discussed in Western countries. Maskus are predicting that Maskus issues will only really get launched in the universities, where most new ideological movements start, due to the nature of universities, which have large concentrations of young, very smart people in one place, where ideas spread quickly and effectively. So, and getting back to the title of this flyer, the fact that YouTube search lists for the terms masculism and masculist are now dominated by my videos augurs well for the spread of masculist ideas. Anyone searching for these terms on YouTube will be exposed to masculist thinking. And since YouTube is planetary, in brackets, except for a few large dictatorships, that is only about 3% of countries in the world, according to GPT-5, close brackets, this dominance can only result in a higher proportion of young men learning about masculist ideas, who will then act on them on campus, putting powerful moral pressure on their monoconscious feminist girlfriends to learn some masculism, to become bi-conscious, or be seen increasingly by these young men as monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs, and then be dumped by these young men. So, I'm optimistic that YouTube will indirectly play an important role in the gender political education of young men, that is, into masculine thinking, so that masculine ideas spread across the campuses and then into the media, so that the awful influence of the fem-mafia, that's feminist media mafia, can be overcome, which blocks the publication of masculist ideas, which sees masculist criticism of women, especially against fluffies and monoconscious feminists, as just more misogyny, and hence something to be blocked. Once most young men on campus have been masculisted, who no longer tolerate the misandry and hypocrisy of monoconscious feminist girlfriends and dump them, masculist ideas will spread to nearly all women on campus as well. Young female university students will soon feel that if they don't convert themselves quickly to bi-consciousness, that is to learn some masculism, then their bi-conscious masculist boyfriends will dump them. The journalists, brackets, who today are now more female than male, close brackets, will pick up on this new masculist wave and report on it, thus spreading masculist ideas to the masses, the millions, the billions, until masculist ideas are as widely known across the planet as feminist ideas, so that we can live in a bi-conscious society, a FIP society, that's F-I-P, financially independent person. In which parliaments have GECs, that's GCs, gender equality committees, that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case in today's gynocentric society, where only feminist issues are aired publicly, which pisses masculists off totally. These GEX GCs will create a bi-conscious society, a FIP society. It will mend fair the gender laws, reform the divorce courts, legislate the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, that's obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's awful gender crime of paternity fraud. In brackets, by the way, El Salvador is the first country in the world to do so recently, that is, to legislate the OPTAB, close brackets. So, in short, YouTube will play a vital role in the spread of maskless ideas across the planet, a very good thing in the eyes of the maskless. Western countries are still some years behind South Korea in the public venting of men's frustrations, but probably in only a year or so that may change. Hopefully, millions of young men around the world, when they go searching on YouTube for videos on masculism, will be able to find them and be able to learn what masculism is all about, become influenced by them, and go through a similar consciousness raising about masculine issues in the 2020s as young women did about feminist issues in the 1970s. Both sets of issues need to be addressed so that we can live in a superior bi-conscious society, where gender issues are no longer considered important because they have been resolved. That day is not yet with us. Men still have a long way to go to have society understand masculist ideas. Look at the current attitude of the master of Queen's College, for example. His monoconscious gender political ignorance of men's issues is typical. That needs to be educated away by masculist thinking. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the masculist tab for 740 plus masculist essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real, in brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the masculist segment, close brackets. As well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind. Again, for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 masculist videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Masculist Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my masculist videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Masculist Videos. That's four words. Ciao.